Now, what I forgot that I was meant to be doing because I was too excited looking at everyone's presents is I was meant to be going around and asking people, was what you had for Christmas what you asked for or something that was a surprise? So we'll have to do it now as a bit of a survey. Who thus far has opened things that they asked for this Christmas? Raise your hands. Some? And who's had surprises? Let's be more ambitious. Who's had good surprises? Excellent. That's always good to know. Okay. There's all sorts of things that we might ask for at Christmas, isn't there? All sorts of things that we might have been asking for, the wish list that we might have been putting together and that we might have wanted. And maybe we got some of the things that we were asking for today. And actually, there's all sorts of things that sometimes we ask God for, that we might like to see God do or God change or God work in some particular way. And maybe as we look back over the year, next week, the 1st of January, oh, quick plug, 1st of January, which is New Year's Day. It is a Sunday, that's a week today. But as an incentive to get here and get here on time on New Year's Day, there will be coffee and apparently donuts before the service. So from 10 o'clock, New Year's Day, okay, a little incentive for you to get up, all right? Okay, New Year's Day, 10 o'clock, coffee. Anyway, we'll be thinking more about looking back over this last year. And maybe as you look back over this last year, you can see perhaps some things that you have asked God for and things that he has done. But actually, all the things that we might ask for, all the things that we might ask God for, actually, he's already given us something really amazing, something truly huge, a great, great gift. And bizarrely enough, a supermarket has caught on to what sort of gift this is. A supermarket has caught on to the type of gift that we're talking about. So Tony, roll the film.
Another year over, where do they go to? It's a mystery. Now it's December, so much to remember before Christmas Eve. I'm already late and my train is delayed, disruption on the line. I race into work and the place is berserk, yes it's Christmas time. I wanna find the greatest gift I can give my family. But right now, I don't have time to breathe. The streets are chaotic, the shop's idiotic, there's a queue for the queue. A granny's taking her time at the front of the line.
91, 92.
There's a body at work and the manager's twerking inappropriately. To top off the day, another train is delayed. It's a catastrophe.
Christmas time is here.
I'd like to spend the time, the ones I love so dear. I'm trying to find the greatest gift I can give my family. I don't have time, there's only one of me. Tell me, how do people do it all? I'll never get it done. If only there was a way to be in two places at once. Wait, that gives me an idea. If I wasn't alone, what if I had a clone? I could do so much more. It would all be a breeze with a couple more me's. I'd have time galore. I want to find the greatest gift I can give my family. The greatest gift I can give is me. Now I can meet with the boss and empty out my inbox or simultaneously, leaving me time to spend with my family and friends where I wanna be. I wanna find the greatest gift I can give my family. The greatest gift that I can give is me. I wanna find the greatest gift I can give my family.
The greatest gift.
There we go. Free advertising for Sainsbury's. What more can I offer? It's a brilliant advert, isn't it? Because it catches on to some of the frustration that certainly adults certainly feel a lot around Christmas, that kind of stress and that busyness, and that there's just too much going on. And, of course, it's got James Corden singing in it, and my gift to you this Christmas is that song will be stuck in your head now for the most of the rest of today. But it's a big conclusion, isn't it, that comes in that song. That bit that rings in your head is that line, "The greatest gift that I can give is me." And of course we know it, don't we? The greatest gift that I can give is me. That we know it, that actually our presence with each other is actually the greatest present that we can give. Not that the gifts that we've given to each other are of no value, not that the things that we've had we don't like and appreciate, but actually we'd much rather be with someone we love than have a gift sent from afar. And for some people, you'll know that today, there might be family or friends who are a long way away, who you'd actually much rather be with this Christmas than just send gifts from afar. It's why after this service, Kate and I will drive for 2 hours to go and spend Christmas with family, because our presence being with each other is important. We value it. We'll drive down, and that's to spend time with my in-laws. The fact they're cooking lunch, I suppose, is helpful, but still, we want to go and be with the people who we love. Sainsbury's has cottoned onto this idea that the greatest gift we have is to be with people. But actually, it's an idea that's been around for a long time. Actually, it's what God knew more than 2,000 years ago. This is what it says in Matthew chapter 1. "She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Jesus came to be God with us. That God knew the greatest gift he could give was to come and be with us, to come and walk on earth as a man. That whatever we might ask for, whatever we might ask for God to do, he's actually already given that greatest gift that he can give, that gift of himself, that he would come and walk on the earth, that he would come and have his presence with us. And I want to explain briefly 3 reasons why I think that is the greatest gift that he can give. I think it's the greatest gift because it shows us his love. It shows us that he is willing to come and be with us. We show others that we care for them by sometimes just being willing to go and be with them. Years and years ago, before Kate and I were married, Kate was at university in London and I was living down in Dorset at the time. And I can't remember exactly the occasion. I think it was Valentine's Day or something cheesy like that. And I drove up as a surprise from Dorset to go and surprise her and visit her in London. And I think that was appreciated much more than just sending gifts from afar. I'd ask her, but she's not listening because she's handling 3 small children. Don't worry. That actually being with people shows our love for them. God was willing to come in Jesus and be with us. It was a journey that was much more difficult than driving up the M3 on a Friday night. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that he humbled himself, that he became nothing. He made himself nothing to be a man and to be with us. It shows us his love. I think it's an amazing gift because it's a gift that gives life. That actually the gift of Jesus is something that gives us life to the full. Jesus said this in John chapter 10 from verse 10. "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Jesus didn't come to make life boring or difficult or awkward. But actually, he came to take away the things that were difficult. He came away to take away the things that might steal or kill or destroy, and to give us life in all its fullness, the very best and joyful and full life that there can be. And finally, Jesus brings liberation. Jesus came to save. I'm sorry, I had to find a word that began with L to make myself happy. Okay? Jesus came to bring liberation. He came to save. We've already heard it in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, that Jesus would come to save his people from their sins. that Jesus came to pay the penalty, to pay the price for all those things that we have done wrong. And we just read it in John chapter 10, that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus describes himself as that good shepherd who'd lay down his life for those who follow him. But then that's really a bit more about Easter than it is about Christmas. Sainsbury's has reminded us that our presence with each other is the greatest gift that we can give. But it's something that actually God has already shown the world. The greatest gift he could give is his presence with us. After Christmas, you might write thank you letters. Does anybody still write thank you letters? Or is it just me, us making our children do it? Yeah, some people. Or thank you emails. Apparently that's now acceptable to write a thank you email. Not quite sure when that happened, but now apparently it's okay. You all say thank you to the people who've given you things over Christmas. How will you say thank you to God for the greatest gift that he could give of coming and walking among us? How will you let your life do the talking and be the thank you? And perhaps actually we might get the true message of at the end of that advert that I think is also very true. As Sainsbury says, Christmas is for sharing. Perhaps we might see that this is such a great gift that it's something that we can't keep to ourselves, but something that we need to share with others. Christmas really is the greatest gift, and Christmas really is for sharing.